trouble.
So what happened here, young black folks like Stokely and Rapp, that was hip enough to know that we needed an identity. That identity was not with the man up on the hill. That identity was not with a Cadillac. That identity was not with how far you could hit a baseball. That identity was not where you lived. That identity was not how many A's you made in school. That identity was with self. Right here, with self. Then all at once we start talking about black is beautiful. Black is beautiful. We had to counteract the thing we've heard so long that black was not beautiful. That's a little black lie. It was always a black lie.
We don't need this. We don't need to be going to school scared, frightened when we sleep, if we hear thunder thinking that it's bombs. We don't need that. We just want peace.
I just woke up, and I want to ask the world, everybody, to wake up, rise, stand up, and say, no to war!
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 This is a crime against humanity!
I don't know why we think just because we're mighty that we have the right to try to substitute might for right. And that's the American policy in Southeast Asia.
You know, as we deal with empire, we need to deal with its complexity. We need to see it in its complexity.
More time watching TV sex than making love yourself?
It's always black market means something bad. So nothing black ever meant anything good.
And our responses must also be complex. I was taught back when to analyze societies essentially on six levels. And that they're interactive. So our global empire exists on military, economic, social, political, intellectual. And, if you will, spiritual foundations that reinforce one another.
Consequently, we talked about an identity, accepting me as I am.
Do I have an original thought in my head?
And our resistance also needs to be along all of those lines. Just an example here, actually maybe two. Talk about racism. I mean, look at the origins of racism in this country. It's how the country was founded. The genocide of the Native Americans, built on the slavery of Africans, and internalized deeply into the vast majority of us. And so we face a situation when after September 11th, the Bush administration is able to manipulate the internalized racism of nearly all of us.
Found out my nose was wider than his. He started putting me down, said my nose was funny, but man couldn't breathe without taking in air.
It's unsound when we do it as when Russia does it.
A different kind of war, fought on many fronts, in many places.
Plays her music, I want us all to get up on our tiptoes, toes, lightest feathers, and dance away all over the room wherever the music takes us.
My wife is an emergency room doctor, and she said, because she feels that she's considerably more in tune with the kinds of guys who go around with scissors and other weapons, why don't you just go back upstairs and work with the copy? Because you might not do very well with the crowd you seem to want to be running with. But I wasn't about to be stopped because there was a clear sense that clearly big and dreadful things were happening.
Thank you. Message would appear in my viewfinder that said, target locked on. It would also be great to have my computer built into my skull.
Oh, yeah, nothing like a nice vagina. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these chicks, they like to shave it a little, you know, give it that crew cut effect. Like it's going into the Marines the next day. Me, I like a bush, you know? A nice, big, hairy, stinky, smelly, fucking skanky bush.
So that Al-Qaeda becomes Taliban, Taliban becomes Saddam Hussein, Saddam Hussein becomes the Ayatollah and Kim Jong-il in North Korea.
My bald head. Maybe if I were happier, my hair wouldn't be falling out. Life is short. I need to make the most of it. Today's the first day of the rest of my life.
When the precogs declare a victim and a killer, their name is embedded in the grain of wood. Since each piece is unique, the shape and grain is unique. The shape and grain is impossible to forge.
I'm sure you all understand the legalistic drawback to pre-crime methodology.
Here we go again.
Look, I'm not with the ACLU on this, Jeff. But let's not kid ourselves. We are arresting individuals who have broken no law.
But they will.
The commission of the crime itself is absolute metaphysics. The precogs see the future, and they're never wrong.
I'm a walking cliche.
He's the one should feel uptight that nature kind of short-changed him. You know? And if you don't believe that's important, you go to the hospital, Jim, and you go to the White Hospital, and them cats got them big oxygen tins. $400 for the oxygen. We don't need that. Most they got to do is plug up one of our nostrils. And this cat got him a thing, and he's getting too much air. You know? And so then we start talking about what is beautiful about us. We talk about the naturistic characteristics. We talk about the way we talk. We talk about the way we communicate.
We need to understand that one of the games that's being played here is simply the basic racism against non-white peoples and manipulating fear of whites, whites have of non-white people.
Skanky bush.
Able to move people.
Mm-hmm.
Oscillating systems have different natural frequencies.
It's so important to save the sound of people. I look at, for example, many of the presidents and wonder what they may have sounded like.
I really need to go to the doctor and have my leg checked. There's something wrong. The dentist called again. I'm way overdue. If I stopped putting things off, I would be happier. All I do is sit on my fat ass.
Suffers because now she knows how it feels.
I think this thing about the friends in the back, you know, that wasn't altogether true, you know. And the thing that happened in the to the Korean source in the black neighborhood, that was just due to lack of a.
If my ass wasn't fat, I would be happier.
You know, what did George Washington sound like?
What do you want?
Information.
Whose side are you on?
That would be telling. We want information.
So I'm going to throw away most of my outline, point and grunt through here. Let me read you a quotation, and you tell me what newspaper it's from and what year.
I don't want no perfume down there. I want salmon.
I wouldn't have to wear these shirts with the tails out all the time. Like that's fooling anyone. Fat ass. I should start jogging again.
Information. That way I could surf the net during useless periods of my life, such as when people talk to me. All I'd have to do is initiate a head-nodding subroutine during boring conversations, and I could amuse myself in my head all day long.
Eternal.
5 miles a day. Really do it this time. Maybe rock climbing. I need to turn my life around.
Before the late 1800s, history was silent. No idea what anybody before the late 1800s sounded like.
Sorry, no name. I am number 6. You are number 8.
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
This is Claude Holmes.
Can you speak a little louder? I have a problem with my hearing. I hear you a little.
This is Claude Holmes.
Right.
Up in the Poconos?
Up in the Poconos, yeah.
Yeah. You sent a reply back to our company. I'm one of the owners.
I didn't pick up the last part of that.
I said I'm one of the owners.
You're one of the owners?
Right.
Okay.
I was wondering if I could answer some questions for you.
You want to ask me to the prom? Is that what you said?
Let's walk the route.
No, I said, could I answer some questions for you?
Oh, can you answer some questions? Yes, yes.
Well, what would you like to ask me?
Where exactly are you in the Poconos?
Near Big Boulder Ski Area.
Excuse me?
Near Big Boulder Ski Area.
How far would that be from the Delaware Water Gap?
20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Right.
Okay, now, what else is it? What kind of area is it? Is it like a suburban area?
No, it's country.
It's country?
Right.
Okay, what kind of prices are we looking at?
What kind of prices you want?
I don't know. You know, I just came into some money, so...
You have your own land?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
It's in Jersey.
Oh.
I got 15 acres.
Where at in Jersey?
What did you say about Jersey?
Where in Jersey?
Oh, where in Jersey? It's in right outside of Morristown. It's a town called Denville.
Every audio medium, even the most technologically advanced, is unstable.
What do I need to do? I need to fall in love. I need to have a girlfriend. I need to read more, improve myself.
The policy of isolation is dead. A new consciousness seems to have come upon us, the consciousness of strength, and with it a new appetite.
What if I learned Russian or something, or took up an instrument? I could speak Chinese. I'd be the screenwriter who speaks Chinese.
You know, they try to dummy it up with, like, Chanel or something, you know? I want the natural scent, you know? This one whore I was dating had so many dicks going through, I had to double puck mine on her ass for an hour.
You have the Secretary of the Air Force, James Roche, who's a former Northrop Grumman vice president.
How long will this war last?
I will soon submit to Congress a request for $87 billion. $87 billion.
You have Secretary of the Navy, Gordon England, who's a former General Dynamics Vice President.
I think that this request for a supplemental is actually better for the investment accounts.
I thank Mr. Blix for his briefing.
You have former Lockheed Martin Chief Operating Officer Peter Teets, who is now the Undersecretary of the Air Force and Director of the National Reconnaissance Office.
Asking for the money in the supplemental to pay for expenses protects the investment.
A painful insight for me into the dire political process, and certainly gave me a lot more compassion on what the executives in this industry have to go through.
A request for $87 billion.
The vagina, it's important. It makes things happen.
And place the elbow. That would be cool. I should get my hair cut short. Stop trying to fool myself and everyone else into thinking I have a full head of hair.
I mean, what are you dating her for? Talk?
We speak, the atmosphere, the light sources, the humidity in the air, everything is affecting the original sound recordings.
A yearning to show our strength, ambitious interest, land hunger, pride, the mere joy of fighting.
A request for $87 billion.
The fact that we live in a world where John Lennon was murdered, yet Barry Manilow continues to put out fucking albums.
And they're deteriorating by the minute.
How pathetic is that? Just be real, confident. Isn't that what women are attracted to?
God damn it. If you're gonna kill somebody, have some fucking taste. I'll drive you to Kenny Rogers' house, all right? Get in the car. I know where Wham lives. You gotta have faith. Dun, dun, dun. No, George, you gotta have talent, dude. New rule. And you can shave that 2-day growth of beard off, buddy. 'Cause you're fooling no one, you big girl. For the record, and let's not mince words, because our very lives depend only upon truth, George Michaels is a big girl. If you ladies like him, you're dykes. Yeah. End of fucking story. This is not a matter of opinion. This is not a matter of taste or perception. I can prove this on a home computer.
Whatever it may be, we are animated by a new sensation. The taste of empire is in the mouth of the people, even as the taste of blood in the jungle.
Men don't have to be attractive. But that's not true, especially these days. Almost as much pressure on men as there is on women these days.
One more time.
I'll get it out to you.
You're gonna take me out? You're gonna take me out? What do you mean out? Like on a date?
I can't talk any louder. Bye.
Many have joked that when Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was appointing all of these corporate executives, that now we could start calling it Department of Defense Incorporated.
Why should I be made to feel I have to apologize for my existence?
Some 9 MOVE men and women were sent to prison for hundreds of years stemming from a deeply flawed trial. MOVE members continue to fight for the release of their imprisoned comrades. MOVE veterans of the August 8th police assault have been imprisoned for 25 years in dungeons throughout Pennsylvania.
Washington Post, 1898. Close. I'm just going to kind of point with some broad brushstrokes here, and maybe kind of work through this timeline. I'll put up some titles of books that you can read to kind of, you know, relearn U.S. history. But one of the really great historians is a man named William Appleman Williams. He's no longer with us. Wrote a number of books, The Tragedy of American Diplomacy, Empire as a Way of Life, a number of others. In Empire as a Way of Life, what he does is he really describes how when the U.S. Constitution was written, the model that these men had, understandably, was the Greek and Roman empires, French, British, Dutch empires, and what they were laying the foundations for was the creation of a U.S. empire from the beginning. And the debates there had to do with, among other things, how large or small would the imperial center be, how fast would it grow, how the elite would contain control, and so on. So really at the foundations of the nation. Which is not to say that there are not really powerful and important democratic traditions here. Affirmations of human rights, which is, if you will, the yang to the yin of the American experience. As early as 1823, we have the Monroe Doctrine. What's the Monroe Doctrine? It's the United States telling Europe the Americas are ours. Don't mess with it. This is our playground. 1823. You know, there's a law of unintended consequences, right? So after the Civil War, the vets are given 40 acres and a mule and told to settle the West. It's part of the conquest of the Continental Empire. And the farmland there is rich, and they grow a lot of food. They grow a tremendous amount of food, especially corn and wheat. In the 1870s, you have a massive economic crisis. The price of wheat and corn is going through the floor. And all these farmers can do is eat their wheat and corn. They can't sell it anywhere. They're losing their farms.
Maybe it's my brain chemistry. Maybe that's what's wrong with me. Bad chemistry. All my problems and anxiety can be reduced to a chemical imbalance or some kind of misfiring synapses. I need to get help for that. But I'll still be ugly, though. Nothing's gonna change that.
How we made music despite. I took my trumpet to war. I thought I'd earn spare cash by playing Fall In, Charge, Retreat, Lights Out, etc. I put a printed card on the battery notice board showing my scale of charges. Fall In, 1 and 6. Fall Out, 1 shilling. Charge, 1 and 9. Halt, £648. Retreat, pianissimo, 4 shillings. Retreat, fortissimo, 10 shillings. Lights Out, 3 shillings. Lights Out, played in private, 4 shillings. While waiting for these commissions, I'd lie on my palliasse and play tunes like Body and Soul, Can't Get Started, Stardust. It was with mixed feeling that I played something as exotic as You Go to My Head, watching some hairy gunner cutting his toenails. Of course, I soon contacted the jazz addicts. I was introduced to a 6'2", dreamy-eyed gunner, Harry Edgington, a Londoner. He was an extraordinary man with moral scruples that would have pleased Jesus. It was the start of a lifelong friendship. Harry played the piano, self-taught. He delighted me with some tunes he'd composed. He couldn't read music and favored 2 keys, F-sharp and C-sharp, both keys the terror of the jazz man. However, over the months, I'd bust tunes with him in the Naffy. I taught him the names of the various chords, and he was soon playing in the keys that made life easier for me on the trumpet. He was always game for a jam, anytime. And of course, start to harmony tune, and Harry would be in harmony with you on the spot.
Basically primitive. I've abstract art. Abstract art is basically primitive. I've made my own tools.
Tip top! Doing as the caveman did, eh, number 6?
I may even invent fire.
Stand by for picture.
Yeah, just
have
move
her rotate
picture.
Around the same table level. A little bit further.
As the caveman did, eh, number 6?
Well, we meet again. The metaphysics, after all these nanoseconds, it is met again. You can change the man, but you can't change the fashion that the man is wearing, other than that the man makes the clothes. Metaphysics. Gary Geiserman hanging around. Still working on it.
And so they begin using political pressure. And what they say to Washington is, conquer the Latin American and Asian markets so we can sell our food.
Still adrift in the matrix of consensical construction. Just a lot of beliefs. Still rolling by my face. And in the main, they are bad beliefs. Just a big shit pile of beliefs. Still beside myself, although not quite as much. I tripped over the third leg argument a ways back. Back down into the childhood area there. The formidable years. Formable. Made the big male chauvinist error in my logic. You know what happens when you do that.
You're in the eye line. Can you please get off the stage?
You gotta be aware of step number one, or by the time you get to step number three, you're displaced. Of course, it's so important for us to forget step number one. You might say that's the first priority. Or is it the second?
May even invent fire.
Thus displacing myself one half phase.
You'll wear a wire one way. We'll hear you, you won't hear us.
Across the freaking board. I have to admit, I appreciate that, but man, is that frustrating. So it's back to square one for the old G-Man. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. If you want to send any of your food back, I'll spit on it again for you and all will be well in the land of the backwards land. Sometimes you have to say words twice with a twist just to express yourself. I know I do. And newmetaphysics.com, where it all began. Switching to 192K bitrate from now on. Bigger files for your downloading pleasure, ladies and gentlemen. New metaphysics can't be seen with 128K files anymore. I'm sorry, but my integrity will not allow it. Hell, I don't have to download any of them. Oh, wait a minute. I have to upload them all. Oh, well, what are you going to do? It's art, for Christ's sakes.
Good conversation. Come on, you know why you're dating her. Because let's face it, every guy in here, all he cares about is a chick's ass. You know it, and I know it. So let's cut through it, all right?
Pushed her booming through his blood and flooding his ears. He loved her waking up, going to bed. Loved her all day and every second in between.
Don't you remember your first few dates with her? You'd sit in the diner, she'd ramble on for hours, you don't hear a word she's saying.
Brendan Harris would love Katie Marcus fat and ugly. He'd love her with bad skin and no breasts and thick fuzz on her upper lip.
I can see a sadness. It's lovely.
Toothless. He'd love her bald. Katie. The trill of her name sliding through his brain was enough to make Brendan feel like his limbs were filled with nitrous oxide.
Intertwined, and it unrolls from one side and rolls onto another side. And
give me a good usable concept any day. Good usable concept any day.
I'm not going to talk to you much. It's not personal.
It's the Indian way.
Get lonely sometimes, Johnny.
I was a weird kid. Nobody liked me. But I had this idea. If I waited long enough, someone would come around and just, you know, understand me. Like my mom. Except someone else. She'd look at me and quietly say yes. Just like that. And I wouldn't be alone anymore.
I think that if anyone could become a cyborg, there would be a huge rush of people getting in line for the conversion.
And rolls onto another side, and probably is about 100 feet long.
Cutter. The piece of glass I take out is mine. The house is mine. I walk up these stairs. I pass the children's toys. Children mean nothing to me. They were put here to help me. I move to the door. I step into the room. I see you there. And I see me desired by you. Accepted. And loved. In the silver mirrors of your eyes.
Thank you.
time watching TV sex than making love yourself?
Naked Virtue. This one says exploit me. This one says swallow my pride.
I want to chop around the roof in 3 minutes to Meigs Field. At Meigs Field, I want the Learjet prepped and a plan filed to St. Louis.
Division. I'm placing you under arrest.
Go to sleep.
We've got eyes on.
Are you recording this?
Yeah, recording.
Are you recording this?
Shit. Yeah, recording.
Can I touch your face? I want to know whether you're smiling.
Amazing new departure in Ugandan entertainment, namely the production of the amazing cinematographic film. It item was about to wipe the floor with the crumbling Hollywood, it's spelling the end of the line for the Charlie Chaplins and the Errol Finn. The only problem is the publicity. Don't matter a pig's burp if you ain't got the script or the loot or the box brownie with the zoom lens, provided the leading lady having it away with the leading man, and now really the wonder dog sticking the paw in the wet concrete outside McGrawman's Chinese restaurant and takeaway. What we kicking off with is the giant spectacular. I gonna be the new Celia B. DeMille rolled into one.
So even in our agrarian populist tradition, there is also a tradition of imperialism.
Walk on water and bench press an 18-wheeler.
Turns out the naked body in art, just like we like it in life, but experts will tell you not for the same reason.
Pornify really a difficult abstract. Thoughts.
He's a
liberty leading the people over the barricades in 1830 in Delacroix's big paintings. These are her breasts are right in your face, you know. If you go down to the Labor Department building here in D.C. and look at the trees above
this?
The door, you'll see, you know, prosperity and abundance. And they don't have shirts on either. Took the divinities, they turned them into
this?
Beautiful people, and they took their clothes off.
Too thin-skinned, too highly strung. I overreact. You could say I lack judgment.
read Seneca.
That's it. See, for instance, you say read Seneca, and I could easily have got annoyed. I'm quite capable of being really annoyed by your saying to me in the course of our conversation, read Seneca, which is absurd.
Barney, super agent. I just want to remind you, it's been 13 weeks, and Valerie's anxious to see a draft. So if you could wrap things up, get it to her by Monday, that'd be great. Call me when you get this. Adios, amigo.
Doesn't have that pulsing of, you know, blood.
She's young and beautiful in the spring, like Marilyn Monroe or the Virgin in the Garden with the Unicorn. She's triumphant and majestic in full summer, like the Statue of Liberty. And she's scary and ugly and witch-like in the fall.
Across the street when he was finished with it. Brendan Harris loved everyone now because he loved Katie and Katie loved him.
He says, not sex is what we see when we see a nude in a classical painting or statue. Or do we?
No, it's not absurd.
Really?
No, because you thought you could identify...
I didn't say I was annoyed.
You said you could easily.
Yes, yes, I could easily.
Get annoyed, and I understand that. Because when I said read Seneca, you thought you could identify a kind of superiority. You tell me you lack judgment, and my answer is read Seneca. Well, it's obnoxious.
It is, rather.
Having said that, it's true you lack judgment, because I didn't say
read Seneca.
I said read Seneca.
You're right.
What I came to understand is that change is a choice. Not for a species of plant, for me. It happens, and you are different. Maybe the only distinction between the plant and me is that afterward I lied about my change. I lied in my book. I pretended with my husband that everything was the same, but something happened in the swamp that day.
Hey, look! I told you I'd find the jewel of the Fakahatchee!
It's a flower. Just a flower.
Well, I might as well grab it. As long as I'm here.
I find a lot of Baroque painting very sexual, religious painting very sexual.
Amen, honey.
Fat, bald. Charlie Kaufman, fat, bald, repulsive, old. I finished my script. I'm done. So would you show it to your agent? It's called The Three.
Whether it's a repressed sexuality that's represented in these kind of more religious images or not, the fact is you kind of almost lose the story.
This kind of moves through the culture, and by the 1890s, you've got several things going on at once. Massive depression.
The tumult of bodies that are depicted in the paintings.
It's bigger than the 1930s.
In a way, it is about sex.
Organizing of unions, social.
It's about sex.
No, not at all.
Social unrest. The power elite is wondering, can they hold on? And the business and financial sectors are saying, kind of picking up from the 1870s, let's go.
Sexual. Religious painting, very sexual.
Conquer those markets. If we can conquer those markets, we can sell what we make here, and we'll have social peace at home, plus huge profits.
You're thinking about that ass? That's right, that is. Those two chunks of flesh that shit tumble out of.
I want the music to be, as much as possible, a continuous condition of the environment. Something that you add to your environment. Something that creates an atmosphere in it, or a continuous aspect of that environment, in the same way that a painting is. And therefore, I want the music to be capable of being entered and left at any point. So this means that I'm not going to have a narrative structure. I'm going to have something that is, if you like, a continuous texture or an ambience, which is why I use the phrase ambient music.
Whether it's a repressed sexuality that's represented in these kind of more religious images or
what am I doing?
doing here? Why did I bother to come here today? Nobody even seems to know my name. I've been on this planet for 40 years, and I'm no closer to understanding a single thing. Why am I here? How did I get here?
My leg hurts. I wonder if it's cancer. There's a bump. I'm starting to sweat. Stop sweating. I've got to stop sweating. Can she see it dripping down my forehead? Oh, she looked at my hairline. She thinks I'm bald.
She thinks you're great.
Oh, wow. Thanks. That's nice to hear.
We all just loved the Malkovich script.
Thanks.
Such a unique voice. Boy, I'd love to find a portal into your brain.
Trust me, it's no fun.
So, tell me your thoughts on this crazy little project of ours.
First, I think it's a great book.
LaRoche is a fun character, isn't he?
Absolutely. And Orlean makes orchids so fascinating. Plus her musings on Florida and orchid poaching, Indians. It's great sprawling New Yorker stuff. And I'd want to remain true to that. You know, I'd want to let the movie exist rather than be artificially plot-driven.
Great. I guess I'm not exactly sure what that means.
Oh. I'm not sure I know what that means either. I just don't want to ruin it by making it a Hollywood thing, you know, like an orchid heist movie or something, you know, or changing the orchids into poppies and turning it into a movie about drug running, you know? Why can't there be a movie simply about flowers?
I guess we thought that maybe Susan, Orlean, and LaRoche could fall in love.
Okay,
and
but I'm saying it's like I don't want to cram in sex or guns or car chases, you know, or characters, you know.
And she's like, I want to be an attorney. You don't bend over. Let me cross-examine you, honey. Come on, ass eating? An art form? Hmm?
Learning profound life lessons or...
The fact is, you kind of almost lose the story in the tumult of bodies that are depicted in the paintings.
At the same time, you've got people like Henry Cabot Lodge, Teddy Roosevelt, Admiral Mahan, and McKinley, who have this vision that if the United States builds up a powerful enough military, especially a navy, we can replace Britain as the world's dominant power.
Growing or coming to like each other or overcoming obstacles to succeed in the end. You know, I mean, it's the book isn't like that.
Fall in love.
Okay,
and
but I'm saying it's like I don't want to cram in sex or guns or car chases.
I coming on with the baggy pants and twirling the cane and eating the shoe.
In a way, it is about sex.
You know, or characters, you know, learning profound life lessons or growing or coming to like each other or overcoming obstacles to succeed in the end. You know, I mean, it's the book isn't like that and life isn't like that. You know, it just isn't. And... I feel very strongly about this.
No, not at all.
Brendan loved traffic and smog and the sound of jackhammers.
Yeah, recording.
to know that I'm loved.
Why are you doing this to me?
In a god of a beat of
river.
Don't you know that I always the truth?
Are you in this room? Where are you?
Oh,
you answer me!
So, what, you're not an ass eater from way back? Nothing like ass eating, come on. You gotta know what you're doing.
We're looking for a man. We know he works at Gateway. We don't have his name, but we know he drives a van.
Under employee facilities, I've got special stickers for vans. Yeah, I got 2829 van for me. It's a computer.
Start feeding me names.
Is this Lieutenant Fisk? Will Graham. Listen, I need you to punch up the driver's licenses of the names I'm going to feed you. The man we're looking for is blonde, Caucasian, 20 to 40 years old, over 6 feet tall, 180 to 225 pounds. First name?
Alvaro. A-L-V-A-R-O. First name, Joseph.
Alvaro. A-L-V-A-R-O. First name, Joseph.
No. Black hair.
No.
Next. Dylan. D-I-L-L-O-N. First name, Lincoln.
Dylan. D-I-L-L-O-N. First name, Lincoln.
No. Next. Male. Caucasian. 6'7", 217 pounds. Eyes brown, hair blonde. 34 years old.
Put it through the data fax. Fast.
You guys better buckle up. We're on approach to Lambert Field.
Hello, boy.
Vogel has four more names. He knows two, both dark hair. Third's a woman. Fourth is a handicapped parking permit.
This is our man. Rural Route 3, Chester, Missouri. Where is that?
From the airport, you're a few minutes closer. We're 1025 at the Hawk Road off-ramp, Highway 94. Let's go!
From way back? Nothing like ass eating. Come on. You gotta know what you're doing. It's like first you gotta clean them up. I normally drag them out to a hydrant, stick them on there for an hour. Get it nice and clean, you know? Then you got the safe areas of the ass, you know, the upper crack, lower crack down near the mat. The cheeks, you fuck with that, you know. And then you just sort of hover above the bung. Not me, I like to get right in there.
Good of you to come.
Well, you probably got to know number 8 better than anybody while she's been here. Come with me. Won't say a word. I really don't want to be hard on her. She's not at all important. I'm surprised they even sent her here.
What was the purpose of your swim? Were you attempting suicide?
Have you noticed any suicidal tendencies?
What are you doing to her?
What was the purpose
Nothing,
of your swim?
As you can see. Oh, there's an alternating current in the floor. 4 seconds on, 4 seconds off. It takes just 3 seconds to get to the door. If she times it correctly, she can leave whenever she likes.
What was in your mind?
She's caught on to that glass.
Points up ahead. Go on to the house. Well, Lieutenant Fisk said we go on to the house.
Will, you're not going to need that. The SWAT team's going to take him down, not us. Will.
Me, I like to get right in there.
Not sure I really understand that angle.
Loved his worthless old man who hadn't sent him a single birthday or Christmas card since he'd walked out on Brendan and his mother when Brendan was 6. He loved Monday mornings and standing in line at the RMV. He even loved his job, though he wouldn't be going in ever again.
Pentagon, the problem is that all as you see is a progressive fireball. You do not see the plane itself flying into the Pentagon.
Was he Crown Guard, executive director of the CIA, led back to him, led back to the airlines themselves? Record put options, John, at much higher levels than they've ever been. Just on American and United, not on all the other airlines, you understand? Just on these two specific stocks.
And the SEC chairman, they have watchdogs supposedly for the markets to look out for these such things. Who was the SEC chairman during that time?
Whistle to be it, Roger. Kill your lights.
You all right?
backup.
Set up a roadblock on Route 3. Graham and I are in the trees west of the house.
How far away is the backup?
3 minutes.
I'm going around the back. Stay in the trees.
I mean, the first witnesses said they saw a, quote, small commuter jet. I mean, I've got the radio interviews, NPR locally, local TV news. We've got all this. And the point is, these are just the questions that haven't been answered.
No,
there's a lot of stuff like hijackers trained at bases with their
houses
and cars and credit cards paid for the FBI. Okay, continuing. That was point number 8, and it is based solely on circumstantial evidence from several cell phone calls made by passengers. Most of the public and the mainstream media have come to believe that the plane crashed because of a struggle between the passengers and the hijackers. Meanwhile, the FBI reportedly has enough hard information about what really happened on Flight 93 to have worked up a flight simulation video. That video, the cockpit audio recording, and the hard data from the other black box on the flight data recorder is still top secret. The issue symbolizes the government's continuing refusal to release information about what really happened on September 11th, even though some relatives of Flight 93 victims are growing unhappy that more information has not been publicized.
Set up a roadblock on Route 3. Graham and I are in the trees west of the house.
How far away is the backup?
3 minutes.
I'm going around the back. Stay in the trees.
Sorry, no name. I am number 6.
You are number 8.
We concentrate on the sprawl. We do flyovers and ships with 2 spider teams on the ground. Thermal scan the entire area, read anything with eyes and a heartbeat.
In there, Jack. And he's got somebody in there with him.
Anybody got an ID? Anybody?
Negative.
Negative.
Well, what did you say?
That's if you care.
Two men about this.
He's got somebody in the house with him, Jack.
Will.
With him, Jack.
Will.
And I've got somebody in the house with him, Jack. He's got somebody in the house with him.
We've got eyes on.
Stop it.
Well, it's actually kind of a rush. They say you have vision. that your life flashes before your eyes. That all your dreams come true.
That angle. I've talked to men about this, and I think men and women do view the human body in a different way, especially the female body, obviously. And men are much more visual when it comes to their sexual response, so perhaps they see the female body in a more sexual way.
Stand by for picture.
Yeah, just
have
move.
Rotate around the table a little bit further.
You're in the eye line. Can you please go off the stage?
Yeah, just go back.
Hey, my script's going amazing. Right now, I'm working on an image system. Because of my multiple personality theme, I've chosen the motif of broken mirrors.
Ah, yes. So we have all these little bush buddies that are in there, and we've got a little Skull and Bones buddy now in there.
And all of a sudden, the people that were really the ne'er-do-wells, I don't care if you're talking about Enron, Ken Lay, Halliburton, I don't care who it is, all of a sudden, the key people disappear, they get the second or third tier people, and they're gone, never to be seen or heard from again.
Well, we've had the top accountant die who worked for the accounting firm, than Enron. And then the top accountant for Enron got shot in the head. Both these guys shot in the head in the space of 2 or 3 days.
And supposedly it was a suicide.
It was a suicide. And then a couple low-level nobodies go to jail. And then they have this big spectacle going after Martha Stewart. I mean, when she's nothing. Well, hey, this is an incredible scam.
Officer Mushif Ali Mir, who is said to have cut protection deals and secret meetings with bin Laden, died earlier this year in a plane crash that also killed his wife and his closest confidant.
A lot of guys won't stick that face in that girlfriend's ass. They get a little timid, a little afraid. Not me. I'm right in there. Boom, boom, boom.
So you used that sentence, that first sentence that came to your mind.
Whatever idea that, say, I, as a 9-year-old in my local museum, may have had.
VR 80 remote control, press the main power button, and if nothing happens, unplug and then replug the TV set. Press the LD button. LD stands for satellite dish. Don't ask me why. Press the source power button. Switch to RCA remote control. Press guide button. Scroll to movie Broken Arrow. Press display. Press menu select.
Richard Nixon in that ass.
process is a race against time.
Looking at nude statuary is sort of gone by the wayside.
Oh, I like your ass. I want to eat your ass. Give me that big fat fucking ass.
None of that information was disclosed in those companies' filings.
And with the war against Spain, the conquest of a number of the Spanish colonies.
If you meet me, baby, when the sun goes down to the nightlight, you're going to have so much money you're going to just skate. Because I got it.
17-year-old Jack Axidakos was driving home to Belmore last night after finishing work at his father's Lindcrest Diner in Lindenhurst. According to Nassau Homicide Sergeant John Nolan, witnesses saw Axidakos drag racing with another car along Merritt Road in Wantagh. Nolan says the young man lost control and crashed into a rural store. His body was pulled from the car by a passing motorist.
The United States begins to move into the period of the creation of global empire.
The fact that we don't know where they're going spells disaster for the helpless family of humankind hanging onto the stagecoach and being dragged along.
Have a protagonist without desire. It doesn't make any sense. Any fucking sense. You follow? Good.
For the helpless family of humankind hanging onto the stagecoach being dragged along.
You were born into that has a pretty hairy, excuse the term, the pun, a pretty daunting itinerary ahead.
Yeah, and now it comes out he's in Pakistan. They admit he sits there in Pakistan, all these guys around him, and no one's going in to get him, and Pakistan's our big ally. And he goes, are all 19 people identified by the government as participants in the September 11th attacks really the hijackers? Probably not. Just 10 days after the attacks were reported by the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, said that some of the supposed hijackers identified by the FBI appeared to be alive and well.
Look, something I didn't tell you that I won't tell you about the ghost. Okay? I think it might help you. I just started at the nursery and I went back one night to pick up something. They wanted the ghost just to extract a drug. It had been a ceremonial thing. That the young guys, you know, they like to get stoned.
So Matthew? He was one of the guys?
Sure. Matthew lived on that shit till they ran out.
Because there was this one day he was fascinated by me, by my hair, my sadness.
Yeah, well, it does that. That's what I wanted to tell you. And I think you'd like it, Susie. It seems to help people be fascinated. You know, I can extract it for you. I know how. I watched. I'm probably the only white guy who knows.
Jasper scene is, doesn't look like any murder scene you've ever read before. There's a sense in which what bothers Meursault is the fact that it's hot. He has a pistol in his pocket, and in front of him is the Arab who, in fact, has stabbed his friend Raymond a few hours ago. And he kills the Arab really because he's hot.
It's going to be born. It's going to grow. And if it's lucky, it will live a long age, reproduce, and die.
New Metaphysics, Gary Geiserman, newmetaphysics.com with the W's up front. Download your fucking cock and balls and vagina and assholes off. 3.5 lifetimes of audio there, if you live that long. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. You gotta send it back. That's all day is.
And I think anyone with blood in their veins, it suddenly raises a certain kind of excitement. Whether it's a chill and, oh no, what am I going to say now? Excitement. Whether it's a chill and, oh no, what am I going to say now? Or perhaps it's, oh, I've been waiting to hear that so long, let me answer in kind very quickly.
A lot of bodies are going to end terribly disfigured by time and age and disease. The body is this incredible spiritual vessel just that is at once an amazing metaphor.
Who am I kidding? This is not Susan Lane's story. I have no connection with her. I can't even meet her. I can't meet anyone.
I have no understanding of anything outside of my own panic and self-loathing and pathetic little existence. It's like the only thing I'm actually qualified to write about is myself and my own self.
We open on Charlie Kaufman. Fat, old, bald, repulsive, sitting in a Hollywood restaurant across from Valerie Thomas. A lovely, statuesque film executive. Kaufman, trying to get a writing assignment. Wanting to impress her. Sweats profusely. Fat, bald, Kaufman paces furiously in his bedroom. He speaks into his handheld tape recorder and he says, Charlie Kaufman, fat, bald, repulsive, old, sits at a Hollywood restaurant with Valerie Thomas.
Kaufman, repugnant, ridiculous, jerks off to the book jacket photo of Susan Orlando.
What do you want?
We're inside our hearts. Now imagine your pain as a white ball of healing light. That's right, your pain, the pain itself, is a white ball of healing light. I don't think so. This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time. This isn't a seminar, this isn't
is your first night. You have to fight.
Stop.
Hey, you're digging the vibe, man.
We open on Charlie Kaufman. Fat, old, bald, repulsive. Fat, bald.
Lives in a kind of cloistered environment of security lawyers and accounting firms.
These hidden liabilities hurt us as investors, but they also hurt us as workers, as consumers.
They call it the Imperial Age, right? 1898 to 1900.
When I was a kid, I had two ambitions. I wanted to be a freedom rider and I wanted to be a diplomat. And I didn't quite understand how they didn't mix.
To that company, and I have every right to that information.
So let's just get over it already. That's why on the stage, when people say, oh, you're doing it to shock. No, we're not trying to do it to shock. We're trying to do it in a way to confront so that we can actually maybe develop a child.
The FEC is not going to be able to ignore the informational needs of such a large proportion of the market for very much longer.
I never leave the fucking house. And that's the way I feel. That's why I love dogs. You see, dogs don't get involved like you. You gotta spend your money.
And that's good. And I ended up going to Georgetown University School of Foreign Service. And after about a month or two, I realized I was not going to be a diplomat, but particular economics were there that I had to stay there. And I got involved in the freedom movement. But a couple of lessons that I learned along the way. I was trained with people who became diplomats, became the naval intelligence, and the CIA intelligence. And one of my classmates became president. So one of my classmates was also this guy named Bill Clinton. And so the lessons that we had there, I think have some value. So one of them was the first day when we went to class for international relations. And the professor says,
there are often some people who don't, which means that there are some people who leave this place and some who do not leave. You are obviously staying.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're just as much a prisoner as I am?
Oh, my dear chap, of course, I know too much. We're both lifers. I am definitely an optimist. That's why it doesn't matter who number one is. It doesn't matter which side runs the village.
It's run by one side or the other.
Oh, certainly. But both sides are becoming identical. What, in fact, has been created? An international community. A perfect blueprint for world order. When the sides facing each other suddenly realize that they're looking into a mirror, they will see that this is the pattern for the future.
The whole earth, as the village.
That is my hope. What's yours?
I'd like to be the first man on the moon.
Well, must go. Delightful chat. Thank you, number six.
Doesn't seem to make much sense. In response to having killed a man, of course he was immediately whisked away to prison and so on, what he shows, again, is an absence of emotion. He doesn't feel regret. He doesn't really understand what that means. He certainly doesn't feel any guilt. He doesn't understand what that means. He doesn't understand what is happening to him. Prison takes away his freedom, but he comments at one point, why are they taking away my freedom? And the jailer explains, this is part of your punishment.
They approached the world. They didn't get out of bed one morning and say, I have a good idea. Let's get rid of Catholicism. These were people who were advancing positive teachings of their own, positive doctrines of their own, positive ideas of their own.
I killed my mom, and my uncle. That's how I lost my front teeth.
And they were returning to what they believed to be the authentic wellsprings of the Christian tradition.
Beautiful child who maybe looks back at you with maybe a certain look in her eyes, and do you dare yourself look at it in the same way that you would other nudes? Now that is that's where the battle lines are right now.
Can I touch your face? I want to know whether you're smiling or frowning.
We open on Charlie Kaufman, fat, old. Bald, repulsive.
Who am I kidding? This is not Susan Lynn's story. I have no connection with her. I can't even meet her. I can't meet anyone. I have no understanding of anything outside of my own panic and self-loathing.
Just once before I die. I want to climb a tenement sky, to dream my lungs out till I cry, then scatter my ashes through the Lower East Side.
Certainly.
I say Balthus gets away with murder.
Yeah.
You know the paintings of Balthus?
Yes, I do.
Young girl, dreamily sleeping with her dress up back over her knees and her underwear showing. Somehow or other, this all, it goes over. Somehow it can be understood as art. It does. And yet we know that there are definitely erotic and I dare say even pornographic messages that are being transmitted. Now, I don't know about the political rant, but I do think there's a hierarchy in terms of whose gaze we were talking about here, and which is allowed and which is not allowed.
Welcome to class. The study of international relations is analogous to studying the rules of the game among mafia families. This is a point that Noam Chomsky made a couple of nights ago. It's true, at some levels. There's a whole other dimension of international relations, which is about common security, about recognizing that I can't be secure if you're insecure. That's about economic development. That's about struggling against AIDS, SARS. It's about creating the conditions internationally so people don't have to feel they have to leave home. And
so let me sing my song tonight, let me feel out of sight, and let all eyes be dry when they scatter my ashes through the Lower East Side. From Houston to 14th Street, from 2nd Avenue to the Mighty D, here the hustlers and suckers meet the faggots and freaks. We'll all get high when they snort up my ashes that have been scattered through the Lower East Side.
It's not the same if you'd never heard Martin Luther King deliver his speech, I Have a Dream, and you had just read the transcript. You just don't have the same understanding of who Martin Luther King was, the same understanding of why he was able to move people.
There's no other place for me to be. There's no other place that I can see. There's no other town around that brings you up or keeps you down. No food, little heat, sweeps by fancy cars and pimps, bars and juke saloons and greasy spoons make my spirits fly with my ashes that have been scattered through the Lower East Side.
I'm also, there's something about the sexual revolution. Maybe it was in the 70s. Maybe it was gay culture. But there was a lot of promiscuous sex. There was a lot of encounters with people where they would touch you up close. First of all, they didn't know you. So the whole basis of your interaction was only from looking. And then they'd be gone.
America's rich cultural legacy.
One of these flowers has a specific relationship with the insect that pollinates it.
There's a certain orchid looks exactly like a certain insect, so the insect is drawn to this flower. It's double, it's soulmate, and wants nothing more than to make love to it.
A thief, a junkie I've been, committed every known sin, Jews and Gentiles, bums and men of style, runaway child, police shooting wild, mothers, futile wails, pushers making sales, dope wheelers and cocaine dealers, smoking pot and streets are hot, and feed off those who bleed to death. All that's true, all that's true. All that is true, but this ain't no lie. When I ask that my ashes be scattered through the Lower East Side, so here I am, yeah, look at me. I stand proud, as you can see, pleased to be from the Lower East, a street-fighting man, a problem of this land. I am the philosopher of the criminal mind, a dweller of prison time, a cancer of Rockefeller's ghetto side. This concrete tomb is my home to belong, to survive. You gotta be strong, you can't be shy, lest without request, someone will scatter your ashes through the Lower East Side.
After the insect flies off, spots another soulmate flower and makes love to it, thus pollinating it. And neither the flower nor the insect will ever understand the significance of their lovemaking. I mean, how could they know that because of their little dance, the world lives? But it does, by simply doing what they're designed to do, something large and magnificent happens. In this sense, they show us how to live, how the only barometer you have is your heart. How, when you spot your flower, you can't let anything get in your way.
It may be perceived by some that I have something to hide.
Good lawyers and good accountants. I say good lawyers and good accountants, I mean clever lawyers and clever accountants.
Preserve them in a way which we think. Preserve them in a way which we think for forever. Preserve them in a way which we think forever.
I don't want to be buried in Puerto Rico. I don't want to rest in some Long Island cemetery. I want to be near the stabbing, shooting, gambling, fighting, and unnatural dying and new birth crying. So please, when I die, don't take me far away. Keep me nearby. Just take my ashes and scatter them throughout the Lower East Side.
It starts from March 15, 1890, really the first recorded sound in the field. An ethnographer by the name of Jesse Walter Fuchs recorded a Passamaquoddy Indian salutation song on a field in Calais, Maine.
Nursery business, good Johnny. Everything's good, Uncle Jim. Last year's been a dream. Telling you. Finally pulling out of debt.
Amen, honey. I'm so proud of you too.
Destroy those fields.
You will endure through this, yes. You will find strength as I did.
they going to find us?
I don't think so.
I don't want to die, Donald. I've wasted my life. God, I've wasted it.
You did not. And you're not going to die.
I wasted it. I admire you, Donald, you know. I spent my whole life paralyzed, worrying about what people think of me. And you, you're just oblivious.
I'm not oblivious.
No, you don't understand. I mean that as a compliment. It was this time in high school. I was watching you at the library window. You were talking to Sarah Marsh.
Oh, God, I was so in love with her.
I know. And you were flirting with her. And she was being really sweet to you.
I remember that.
And then when you walked away, she started making fun of you with Kim Kennedy. And it was like they were laughing at me. You didn't know it all. You seemed so happy.
I knew. I heard them.
Well, how come you were so happy?
I love Sarah, Charles. It was mine. That love. I owned it. Even Sarah didn't have the right to take it away. I can love whoever I want.
She thought you were pathetic.
That was her business, not mine. You are what you love, not what loves you. That's what I decided a long time ago. Thank you.
It was the first time in my entire life, the first time that I could recall that I had to stop long enough to really check the record. When you have TB, they won't let you out of the bed. They even take you to the bathroom in a wheelchair. So I had nothing to do but lay in the bed and think.
You know, if you don't want to talk, that's okay. But I hope you will, because you're very direct, and I like that, and I like what you have to say.
I am number 6.
You are number 8.
When I look back over my life, and I saw that every single time I got into any difficulty, any time I went to jail or lost a job or anything bad happened to me, I was drinking or I was drunk. And I think in the hospital, a cement block up here lifted and the message went through. There's something wrong with you.
There are some people who talk and some people who don't. Which means that there are some people who leave this place and some who do not leave. You are obviously staying.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're just as much a prisoner as I am?
No, oh, my dear chap, of course, I knew too much. We're both lifers. I am definitely an optimist. That's why it doesn't matter who number one is.
And it has to do with alcohol. Well, nobody came running down the hallway with a cup of coffee and a donut and said, we got an AA meeting here. God moves in very mysterious ways.
There are lots of other buttons on my remote controls, too. They have names like Fetch, Matrix, Disc, Deck, Ant, Fave, Input, and Memo. I don't trust myself with this much power. I'm afraid I'll hit the wrong button and turn off the life support systems on the Russian space station. I don't want that on my conscience, so I leave those buttons alone.
Struggle after losing 3/4 of my body.
The satellite dishes added a lot to my viewing pleasure. For example, I can watch the movie Broken Arrow at just about any time of day for only $3. I've seen it 700 times so far.
Classic rock.
Dynamic rock, 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 rock.
There are other movies too, but they don't interest me. I don't want to feel like the system is a waste of money, so I watch Broken Arrow whenever I can.
I have directed Secretary of State Colin Powell to introduce a new Security Council resolution, which would authorize the creation of a multinational force in Iraq to be led by America.
Migrate and risk death to make it to the United States or to Europe. There's a whole other way of doing it. But U.S. diplomats are taught that it's like mafia games. International law. You know, we're in a situation now where Kofi Annan has said before the Iraq invasion that if the U.S. launched that invasion without a second resolution from the U.N., we would be in violation of the U.N. Charter. That would be aggression. Take a look at the major charge against both the leadership of Nazi Germany and militarist Japan. The major charge against them at Nuremberg and Tokyo was the crime of aggression. We're thinking about. Think about the fact that the U.S. has led the opposition to the International Criminal Court. Why? Because Bill doesn't want to end up in court. Because we don't want our generals to end up in court. Because life is already hard enough for Henry Kissinger. And this is why... This is why we oppose it. But it's not new. When I was at Georgetown, we had a professor of international law who we were told was an international authority on the subject. And he had one basic lesson that he wanted to have us leave the room with, which is that international law is what those who have the power to impose it say it is.
All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
How does it look?
They overhead
wing. Roger. Apollo control, we've had loss of signal now. The spacecraft Eagle has been given a go for descent orbit insertion. That maneuver to occur in 7 minutes 40 seconds. Out of contact, out of radio contact. The DOI maneuver scheduled to come at 101 hours, 36 minutes, 14 seconds. It will be a 76.4 foot per second burn. The burn duration.
I wanted to want something as much as people wanted these plants. But it isn't part of my constitution.
When next we acquire the lunar module,
I suppose.
It
I do have one unembarrassed passion. I want to know what it feels like to care about something passionately.
As the spacecraft went around the corner, all systems on both vehicles looked very good. Everything is go here in Mission Control and aboard the spacecraft for the descent orbit.
Should one be lucky enough to see a ghost orchid, all else will seem eclipsed.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 101 hours, 29 minutes.
If the ghost orchid was really a phantom, it was still such a bewitching one that it could seduce people to pursue it year after year, and mile after miserable mile. If it was a real flower, I wanted to see one. The reason was not that I love orchids. I don't even especially like orchids. What I wanted was to see this thing that people were drawn to in such a singular and powerful way.
It's not really what you want to be complaining about that the Germans are refusing to follow orders. Look here, Borderman, I know you're yanking my chain on this, and maybe I got a little bit coming, but if I can't start bringing most of the American boys and girls home from Iraq by the time of our convention, we're looking at President Dean.
Minus 0.1, minus 0.4, minus 0.1, exit. Great Dane sees a little poodle in the park. He comes up behind the dish. Now move! No phone calls, no, you come here off and boom, done.
Are you recording this?
Yeah, but look, it's pouring out of her backwards.
Damn cold. Don't worry. You see, I could cut open your chest and sew a dead cat in there. You would never get an infection. Not with the spectrum of antibodies I'll be shooting into you.
That's comforting.
But you do understand I can't just give you new irises. Please don't touch. Because the scanners will read the new scar tissue, alarms will go off, and large men with guns will appear. All I'm trying to tell you is that I'll have to remove your eyes completely. And I have to replace them with new ones.
I know that, but I want to keep the old ones.
Why?
Seems to me that this artist maybe is longing for an experience like that, quote, exposed on every level.
New Metaphysics. NewMetaphysics.com got all the directions covered. Past, future, up and down. K. Gary at newmetaphysics.com. I tried to be on the right side of things. But I was covering up. And I covered it up so well, I didn't know I was covering it up. Movement to the opposite side of the board. In just about every way. Save the ability to undo. Thank God I don't have the demo version. Or the beta. Thank God for the wholeness of a binary system. It is a paradox in passing, and thank God for being able to thank God. And of course the hidden God, the female God, occupying square number one, the missing square. Thank God for holism, because without holiness, my friends, it is a long, strange, crab-like trip. And we don't really want that now, do we? Doing some new metaphysics. Only station it's on is the station you're listening to right now. It's a good thing for you. Well, you wouldn't be able to hear anything coming from new metaphysics. That might be a paradox in passing, so get over it. Just make sure you don't get over in your haste. So you don't want to be getting over yourself, because you're all you've got. And thank God it's enough. In fact, it's so much you wouldn't believe it.
And I'm a performer. I feel I have to almost shut down the amount of contact that I have with other people.
What? You want to hear my pitch?
Go away, goddammit.
You know, I'm just trying to do something. Hey, thanks a lot, buddy. Cool. Okay, there's a serial killer, right? Well, no, wait. And he's being hunted by a cop. And he's taunting the cop, right? Sending clues who his next victim is. He's already holding her hostage in his creepy basement. So the cop gets obsessed with figuring out her identity and in the process falls in love with her. Even though he's never even met her. She becomes like the unattainable, like the Holy Grail.
It's a little obvious, don't you think?
Okay, but here's the twist. We find out that the killer really suffers from multiple personality disorder. Right? See, he's actually really the cop and the girl. All of them are him. Isn't that fucked up?
The only idea more overused than serial killers is multiple personality. On top of that, you explore the notion that cop and criminal are really two aspects of the same person. See every cop movie ever made for other examples of this.
Mom called it psychologically taught.
The other thing is, there's no way to write this. Did you consider that? I mean,
How could you have somebody held prisoner in a basement and working in a police station at the same time?
This is the end of Disc 2.
Trick photography. Okay, that's not what I'm asking. Listen closely. What I'm asking is, in the reality of this movie, where there's only one character, right? Okay? How could you... What exactly would... I agree with Mom. Very taut. Sybil meets, I don't know, Dress to Kill.
Cool. I really like Dress to Kill. Until the third act denouement.
That's not how it's pronounced.
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
This is the end of Disc 1. This is the Disc 2.
You can also watch sports from all over the country, with the exception of your local teams, which are blacked out. This is handy if you're traveling, but only if you're willing to take your dish with you and install it in your hotel room, because that's the only way you're going to see your favorite team, no matter where you are.
I think some people do see me that way. I have a very beautiful body. I have a body that is
I meant to ask you, I need a cool way to kill people.
Very well taken care of. It is a very healthy body, and it does wonderful things that I want it to do. It has information in it. It's aging body that shows its age. So all those things I'm trying to understand.
I meant to ask you, I need a cool way to kill people. Don't worry for my script. I don't write that kind of stuff.
How to use them? I don't.
Installation was not as much a reaction to the negative sides of an overwhelming 7,000 person installation in Barcelona, but it was more about these installations, when they reach the thousands, the bodies become a substance, and this tan, brown, and pink sea becomes a shape, and you lose the intimate contact with the individual.
Come on, man, please. You're the genius. Here you go. The killer's a literature professor. He cuts off little chunks from his victims' bodies until they die. He calls himself the deconstructionist. That's kind of good. I like that. See, I was kidding, Donald. Oh, okay. Sorry. You got me. Do you mind if I use it, though?
And you can't beat the picture clarity on a satellite system. It won't help you with any of the network television shows, because you can't get those in the dish. Broken Arrow. LD stands for satellite dish. Don't ask me why. Press the source power button, switch to RCA remote control, press guide button, scroll to movie Broken Arrow, you can watch the Howard Stern radio show on E Channel. I think it's important to have full digital clarity when you're watching a radio show.
You'll find strength, and you will be a part of an extraordinary moment in history.
Okay. Now, as upset as we are about Bush, we need to understand that this didn't all begin with Bush.
With Bush.
My work is its own satisfaction.
Spoken like a true artist.
We're not quite sure what it means.
It means what it is.
Brilliant. It means what it is. Brilliant.
Orange alert. Orange alert.
Everybody runs, Fletch.
You know we'll catch you.
Everybody runs.
Look, it doesn't have to be like this, John.
Everybody runs.
Get your six sticks ready.
Everybody runs, Fletch.
Slow down, Chief. Just take it easy.
And hilarious. He just comes up with all these great jokes and everybody laughs. But he's serious too, Charles. My genre's thriller. What's yours? He is a genius!
I already forget how I lived without it. I used to know how to record television shows on my VCR. I had a success rate of well over 60%.
And hilarious. He just comes up with all these great jokes and everybody laughs.
Which I believe puts me in the 95th percentile of the general population.
But he's serious too, Charles. You'd love him.
That was when I had a television set, not a home entertainment center. Now I can't figure out how to record anything.
He's all for originality, just like you. But he says we have to realize that we all write in a genre. We must find our originality within that genre. See, it turns out there hasn't been a new genre since Fellini invented the mockumentary. My genre's thriller. What's yours?
You and I share the same DNA. Is there anything more lovely than that?
What'd you say, bro?
There when they are 60, 65 years old.
It is an interesting...
That's almost a protection in a way. I believe. I'm sure when people are doing it, they don't feel that. But with time, they do, I'm sure.
I lost my front teeth. And my wife was in a coma for like 3 weeks. And she divorced me, you know, soon after she regained consciousness.
Showed me your article on surgical addiction in the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry.
And?
Very interesting. Even to a layman. I want you to help me, Dr. Lecter.
Yes. I thought so.
It's about Atlanta and Birmingham.
Yes?
You read about it?
In the papers. I don't tear out the articles. I wouldn't want them to think I was dwelling on anything morbid. You want to know how he's choosing them, don't you?
I thought you might have some ideas.
Why should I tell you?
You get to see the file on this case. And there's another reason.
Pray tell.
Thought you might be curious to see if you're smarter than the person I'm looking for.
Then by implication, you think you're smarter than me since you caught me.
No. I know that I'm not smarter than you.
Then how did you catch me?
You had disadvantages.
What disadvantages?
You're insane.
You are very tan, Will. Your hands are rough. They don't look like cop's hands anymore. And that shaving lotion is something a child would select. It has a ship on the bottle, doesn't it? Don't think you can persuade me with appeals to my intellectual vanity.
I don't think I'll persuade you at all. You'll either do it or you won't. Besides, we have Dr. Bloom working on it. He's the best.
Do you have the file with you?
Yes.
Pictures?
Yes.
Let me have them and I might consider it.
No.
Dream much, Will.
Goodbye, Dr. Lecter.
You haven't threatened to take away my books yet. Let me have the file and I'll tell you what I think. This is a very shy boy, Will. What were the yards like?
Big backyards. Fences, hedges. Why?
Because, my dear Will, if this pilgrim imagines he has a relationship with the moon, he might go outside to look at it. Have you ever seen blood in the moonlight, Will? It appears quite black. If one were nude, it would be better to have privacy for this sort of thing.
That's interesting.
No, it's not. You thought of it before.
I considered it.
You came here to look at me, to get the old scent back again, didn't you?
I want your opinion.
I don't have one right now.
Well, when you have one, I'd like to hear it.
Can I keep this?
I haven't decided yet.
I'll study them. When you get more files, I'd like to see them, too. You can call me when I have to call my lawyer. They bring me a telephone. Would you like to leave me your home phone number?
No.
Do you know how you caught me, Will?
Goodbye, Dr. Lecter. You can leave messages for me at the number on the file.
Do you know how you caught me? The reason you caught me, Will, is you're just alike. You want the scent? Smell yourself.
My success rate is 0%.
Inappropriate for children. If
from Z null to zero.
The engine's on. At 10% power.
Business good, Johnny?
Everything's good, Uncle Jim. This last year's been a dream. telling you. Finally pulling out of debt.
Amen, honey. I'm so proud of you, too.
Fat, bald.
They are properly prepared. And that means, have the parents talked to them about things like human sexuality? And when is the proper time to do that? Have they talked to them about differences between people? Have they talked to them about art? I think that those things, because art is a way to lead the development of a human being, if it's really, quote, applied properly.
Remarkably good. Really does work. And a worldwide community, I would imagine, going on to this website.
Yes, but also a worldwide community that is using its own forums for discussing this.
If there's anything.
Cleared for access.
In the Bible and in the days of the early church.
So, we must say that in trying to understand Protestantism will never get very far if we see it as somehow anti-Catholicism. The word Reformation is an ambiguous one. It's a word that we use from time to time in our ordinary English speech, not necessarily to apply to this historical period of the 16th century. But Reformation, you know, can mean reform. In a certain sense, in other words, to make over.
The reason that they are hallowed is because they are special. And when you pull away everything, then there's something, we're diminished. Interesting thing, being in Brazil some years ago and watching just some of the dancing in Salvador da Bahia, it was so amazingly suggestive.
Yeah.
But it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing it. I watched the kind of hip wiggling and bumping and grinding going on that you would probably only see in a pole dance, you would think. But it was being done by somebody who might be a postal worker or a middle-aged lady or what have you. And mm-hmm. It was everyone is grinning and having a good time. And Toni Morrison said to me that she believed what she loves about the Brazilian people is their profound sexuality.
Yeah.
Now, she means profound, and I take her at her word that the sexuality has its place in the culture. Now we take it to hip-hop culture. You look at a hip-hop videotape, and those, first of all, the guys, for the most part, are, you never see their pelvis, you never see their butts.
Well, that's because, yeah.
You don't see, you see a lot of muscles these days, and they're very beautiful men, and then they bring out gorgeous young women in super tight things, dressed, quite frankly, as we would a generation ago, as they dressed like hookers, mm-hmm. quite frankly, and they are going at it. But you know what? After seeing my dancers in their off times, just dancing in clubs and all, and people really dancing in that way. You know, my mother would have come, would once said, "That was nasty dancing." they have a great sense of humor about it, and there is even a kind of elegance in it.
But a little fantastic and fleeting and out of reach.
Then what happens?
That's the end of the book.
And it is all coded. They understand that it's all coded. Go on, crank. Go on, kill. Go on, die. Put up all the mouth. Go on, die. Go on, crank. Go on, kill. Put up all the mouth.
You cannot have a protagonist without desire. It doesn't make any sense. Any fucking sense. You follow? Good. Anyone else? Yes.
Sir, what if a writer is attempting to create a story where nothing much happens, where people don't change, they don't have any epiphanies, they struggle and are frustrated and nothing is resolved? More a reflection of the real world.
The real world?
Yes, sir.
The real fucking world. First of all, you write a screenplay without conflict or crisis, you'll bore your audience to tears. Secondly, nothing happens in the world?
So let me read to you from an article in Foreign Affairs, which is the journal of the Council of Foreign Relations. I mean, this is the elite, right? In the May-June issue 1999, coming out of the Kosovo war, the assault on Serbia. The United States and NATO, with little discussion and less fanfare, have effectively abandoned the old UN Charter rules that strictly limit international intervention in local conflicts. They have done so in favor of a new system that is much more tolerant of military intervention, but has few hard and fast rules.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
This is the new order.
People are murdered every day. There's genocide, war, corruption. Every fucking day, somewhere in the world, somebody sacrifices his life to save somebody else. Every fucking day, someone somewhere takes a conscious decision to destroy someone else. People find love. People lose it. For Christ's sake, a child watches a mother beaten to death on the steps of a church. Someone goes hungry. Somebody else betrays his best friend for a woman. If you can't find that stuff in life, then you, my friend, don't know crap about life. And why the fuck are you wasting my two precious hours with your movie? I don't have any use for it. I don't have any bloody use for it.
To be.
He's molested all of his male victims. He may be impotent with members of the opposite sex. Our forensic psychologists have projected, though I'm not sure, that he may have had sexual relations with his mother.
If your mom gave dad a blowjob right before she kissed you goodnight.
Make sure that I look excellent. That's you.
If he shows, and he's smart, he'll approach you from the front, pass, turn, try and take you from behind. How's your hearing?
It's good.
You'll wear a wire one way. We'll hear you, you won't hear us. Check that out. Charter Arms 44 Special Bulldog.
Yeah.
Lowe's in it. You ever fire him?
Glazer safety slip.
Yeah, number 12 shot, suspended in liquid Teflon in a copper casing. On impact, it all opens up in the target. Guaranteed one shot stop. You got body armor?
Yeah, Kevlar second chance.
I hope you get one.
Because he's gone for the headshot 8 out of 11 times? Let's walk the route.
Nursery business good, Johnny?
Everything's good, Uncle Jim. This last year's been a dream. I'm telling you, finally pulling out of debt.
Amen, honey. I'm so proud of you, too.
I think they know in some ways. They know, maybe they know too much. Know what they're doing. Say that I think, do I dare use this word, I think it's healthy and it makes sense.
And holding. I have fallen below the incompetence line in entertainment. I am now literally too dumb to entertain myself. I love you. All day long, my television set powers itself on and off randomly. It does this to tease me.
Gotcha.
I'm going to return. I'm going to make again. I'm going to take back.
In proportion to the world that has created them.
I believe it is on the verge of becoming a sentient life form. Sentient is a word I learned from watching Star Trek episodes back when I knew how to use the television and before my Broken Arrow days.
Hey, name it!
Fuck you, asshole.
Intruder entered through kitchen sliding door, used a glass cutter anchored to a suction cup. His entry was skillful. All the prints are smooth gloves. Blonde hair, strong, size 12 shoe imprint. Blood AB positive, type from saliva on glass from licking the suction cup. Why didn't he care that he left saliva on the glass? It was hot out that night. So inside the house must have felt cool to him. Intruder cut Charles Leeds' throat as he was rising, then shot Mrs. Leeds. Bullet entered right of her navel and lodged in her lumbar spine, but she died of strangulation. Moderate elevation of serotonin and marked increase of free histamine level in gunshot wound indicates she lived at least 5 minutes after she was shot. All her other injuries are post-mortem. Direction and velocity of bloodstains on east wall indicate arterial spray. Even with his throat cut, Leeds tried to fight because the intruder was moving to the children's room. Bloodstains on west wall of master bedroom and matted sliding marks on hall carpet remain unexplained, as does superficial ligature mark around Mr. Leeds' chest, also believed to be post-mortem. What did the killer do with them after they were dead?
John. Did you give my package?
John? John!
Johnny.
Hey, John.
Yeah?
Very happy now.
Well, I'm glad.
Very happy.
John?
Hmm. You go like this. No, keep going. No. I'm trying to make a dial tone, and you have to sustain, and then I will join you, and together. See, I can't do it by myself.
Okay, which one do you want me to do?
Yes.
Here we go.
That's it.
We got it.